Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
One of the coolest riffs in pop history.
Good stuff, that.
Very simple. Man, this reminds me of sitting poolside in Julie Couch's backyard in Lansing, Kansas, between my junior and senior year in high school.
Oh, God.
Shut up, Sam.
Grandpa's telling stories again.
Okay.
We're going all the way back to the 1900s.
And back then, Sam, we used to have to walk to school in the snow.
Uphill both ways, 4.5 miles on nails.
Smoking cigarettes that we bought at the local convenience store for $1.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when cigarettes hit 37 cents a pack.
It was a simpler time back then, wasn't it, Mr. Mackey?
Hello.
Michael Mackey's in the house.
Shalom. What's up, girl?
Shalom. Hey, girl. Hey. Shalom. Have any of the three of you... I've never seen them. Has anybody seen NXS Live when they were...
Nope.
Anybody?
No.
Bueller? Ugh.
Before Michael Hutchins' tragic accident?
Unceremoniously, accidentally offed himself, yes. I was just curious. I bet you they would have been a good show.
I think they're still around. They've got... years ago, there was a reality show, and... where the winner of this singing contest would become NXS's new singer. Yes.
Oh.
And they were the judges.
By the way, their lead singer died in 1997, so no, I did not see them.
Okay.
I love it when the youngins around here rub it in our faces that they're youngins.
The history of the 1900s.
I will say that once last year I talked to Terry Nunn of Berlin fame, the lead singer of Berlin, who dated Michael Hutchins for a hot minute.
Did she take your breath away?
She did. Fun fact.
Really? Do they play that song in concert?
Yes, a cappella. And it's amazing.
You got to play the hits, man.
You do. And like, I always heard a rumor, like Simple Mind. We opened the show today with Don't You Forget About Me. And I hate these uppity bands.
Uppity bands?
Who will not play their commercial super hit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because they think that they sold out or something like that. And I had always heard, I don't know if it's true or not, I've never seen Simple Minds in concert. But I thought I had read articles where they will not play Don't You Forget About Me because they think that's their sellout song.
That's like Kaja Goo Goo not playing Too Shy.
That's exactly.
Like,
that's exact right.
Yeah, everybody got that reference immediately.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Who didn't automatically go to that?
Kaja Goo Goo.
Hey.
Who is Kaja Goo Goo? Is that a person?
They were a one-hit wonder.
Clearly.
Too shy. Hush, hush.
I know that stupid song.
So listen to this. Amy Anderson and I went to go see Men Without Hats.
Did they wear hats?
Were there any hats in the room?
They wore hats, at which point I was like, he came out with a hat, the lead singer, Ivan. And I was like, my life is a lie. But they started the show with Safety Dance.
Get it out of the way.
And I went berserk.
It's one of the worst songs in pop history.
Please stop talking. And then they ended the show with a long disco extended dance version of Safety Dance that was like 15 minutes long.
Well, talk about getting your money's worth.
Version.
Right. I was like, yeah.
Now, I was amazed. I saw Nitty Gritty Band over the weekend, you know, Fishing in the Dark.
Who?
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Oh.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Thank you. And they opened with Fishing in the Dark. And I didn't know they had any other hits. I was very confused by that.
What
See, I'm trying to throw in a reference that nobody else gets.
Looking for the crickets button.
here.
How come he's the only one that gets to use it?
I want.
Thank you.
Where's my cricket button?
You're welcome.
Anyway, it's good to be here, kids and campers. Thanks for having me.
Well,
yes.
Glad you're here, man.
Yes, good to be here. Good to be back.
Story here from the New York Post. When it comes to impolite places in the United States, the Sunshine State is like a giant middle finger. The Big Apple has a reputation for rudeness, but it is really the most impolite. But is it really the most impolite city in the U.S.? Not according to a recent survey, which found that Miami takes the cake when it comes to having a discourteous populace. This study, which was conducted by Who Cares, Never Heard of You, found that the Magic City was the rudest in 2024. Coming in second and third, Philadelphia and Tampa. Rounding out the top five on this Mount Rushmore of rudeness were Louisville, Kentucky, and Oakland, California.
Not a single city in New Jersey on that list.
No.
Wow.
Not a single, well, no, I was going to say not a single city from the Northeast, but Philadelphia's up there.
Well, fitting. By the way, the metric was rudeness to wait staff. And what was the other metric?
Hang on. You're making me look.
They were odd metrics. I didn't really understand why they went with that, but I could absolutely see people in Miami being rude to wait staff.
Okay.
There's no sense of I'm important in Miami.
The politest city in the United States, they say least rude, but that's the politest.
Politest, mostest,
was
politest.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, that seems on brand for Omaha.
Good for you,
Omahanian.
Good
Omahanian. For you, Omaha.
Omaha. I've been to Omaha many a time.
Please and thank you, sir.
Omaha is a great city.
Ma'am.
Not too big, not too small, very nice. Minneapolis is number two on the niceness scale. And San Diego, California comes in third.
Take a look at number five.
Where is it? I don't see number. Oh, it's on the map. Who is it?
It's Kansas City. We're number five. We're the fifth
we're
most polite.
We're number five.
Are we really?
Yeah, we're
we
number five.
Oh, it's not in my story.
It's in. It's
oh, it's on the map. I see it.
Yeah.
Look at that. Kansas City is one of the politest cities in the United States.
Please and thank you.
Number four is Columbus, Ohio.
Yes. I love Columbus. Not as much as I love Kansas City, but...
Look at us.
We're kind and... It's Midwest nice.
There are a lot in the Midwest. Indianapolis, Milwaukee, Minnesota, or Minneapolis, Omaha, and Kansas City. And technically, I think they consider Ohio in the Midwest, so Columbus. Well, looky there.
Look at us being so nice.
Oh, I'm proud.
No.
I'm proud of us.
I'm proud of us. We deserve a medal.
Walmart has announced the 2024 Top Toys list, a curated collection of the toys and games that the retail giant thinks will be the hottest of this season. This year's list features 66 of the hottest toys of Christmas and Hanukkah.
That you need to order now?
Mm-hmm. It includes brands like Disney, Lego, Hot Wheels, blah, 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 blah. Where's the dang list?
They're all on there. The one that the story was really freaking out about, and I couldn't find a specific story talking about it, was...
The Play-Doh Pizza Delivery Scooter?
The Play-Doh Pizza Delivery Scooter. What I don't know why they're all up in arms about it, but for whatever reason, people are not happy that you are selling a scooter that are inspiring kids to become a
pizza
food
delivery
guy.
What, is that beneath your child?
Yeah, are they looking down on the pizza delivery guy?
The Hello Kitty Sleeping Plush? The Marvel Spider-Man Super Web Slinger. Okay. McBeast Lab Mutator's Golden Panther Action.
What?
Where did I get old? The Monopoly Go board game. Is that different than the original?
Oh my gosh. Monopoly has gotten so complicated. It is ridiculous.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You buy, like, buildings and portions of the city. There's, like, a waste management area that you can buy a building on. It's very odd. Separate from the regular Monopoly.
My favorite card game thing of all time now that I'm obsessed with is called Monopoly Deal. And it is, like, you know how the deal? What's the deal with Monopoly? Well, it's just like Monopoly, whereas Monopoly takes 4 hours to complete. Each game on Monopoly Deal is cutthroat and takes like 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
I will show you guys how to play it, and we'll have a tournament.
I love it.
That's how obsessed I am. We'll order pizza. It'll be a thing.
Uno cards also made the list. because that may be my favorite game.
That game will never die.
No, it won't. That's a great game.
I also like Skip a Bow. That's another good one.
Wow, from the text line, Kansas City might be nice, but if you go west to Johnson County.
That is not true.
Ouch.
That is not true.
That's rough crowd.
And somebody says that Kansas City being on the list is an absolute lie. Well, what? Now, wait a minute. It always shocks me, and I think we have. I'm not going to paint with too broad of a brush. I think we have come a long way because I can remember in the 90s when even Kansas City looked down on Kansas City and thought St. Louis was the, you know, greatest city in the state, maybe in the entire region, and blah, blah, blah. And people were, you know, and maybe there was a reason for that. Downtown was pure crap.
Fire a cannon at 5:05 p.m. and not a single person would know what happened.
No, the line was you could fire a cannon at 5:05 and there would be no one to call 911 in downtown Kansas City. And it was kind of true. It was kind of true. That place turned into a ghost town. But now look at us.
It's happening.
I'm telling you, man, I love, and I'm not trying to blow smoke, I love this city, and I think, for the most part, we're a very polite city. Even, yes, Texter, in Johnson County, when you go west.
What about when you get all the way to Western Shawnee?
Nah, we're rude as hell.
Yeah.
Entitled. If you don't have a house out there, don't come there. That's our motto. Just heard Dan laughing.
Keeping the riffraff out.
And by the way, before somebody says I'm a jerk, these are jokes. I got called a jerk like 4 times yesterday on the text line.
Well, you can try a little harder. We'll get FYP going again.
I mean, these are jokes. That's not our motto. That's not how we think.
FYP?
FU Parks.
Oh.
It was a hashtag for a while.
That's a hashtag?
It was.
Well, and then it would recur every now and again when Scott would be a jerk.
It may have made a comeback a time or two. I don't know.
I would say BYHP. Bless your heart, Parks.
See, that's just as bad.
Bless your heart. Bless.
That's not an improvement, my friend.
Bless your heart.
No. All right. 913-586-7798. If you guys want to, I'd be happy to talk about the self-image of Kansas City. And I don't mean Kansas City, Missouri. I mean the entire metropolitan area. The fact that we made one of the list as one of the most polite cities in the country, I think is accurate. And I don't think people in Johnson County are rude.
I mean, have you driven on the highways lately?
Have you been to Costco in Johnson County lately?
No, I can't afford a membership.
913-586-7798. Michael Mackey filling in for Dana Wright. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Kansas City, in a new survey, was ranked the 5th politest city in the nation.
What was number one again?
Omaha, Nebraska.
There you go.
Now,
Midwest nice.
I wonder, assuming this was a national poll, I wonder if that has to do with the national view of Kansas City. For example, I spent a lot of time in Southern California growing up every single summer. And every time somebody heard that I was from Kansas City, the first question they would ask was, drum roll please, is there a cow in your backyard?
Okay.
And I'd be like, no, I live in a city just like you. So they think that we're just all a bunch of farmers.
Hey, I got that when I was like, I'm from Des Moines. Oh, corn.
Well, Des Moines.
Oh, hush.
Nobody cares about Des Moines.
I know.
I love you.
Place.
I've always said that Kansas City is like a big overgrown metropolitan Des Moines. Like when I moved down here, I was like, oh, like a fancy Des Moines.
What city in Iowa has that gigantic rocking chair?
What?
Like it's bigger than this room and you take the kids there and they sit up on it and you take pictures and they look like little ants on this gigantic rocking chair.
The largest walnut rocking chair in the world is in West Amana, Amana?
West Amana, the Amanas.
Yeah, West Amana, Arkansas.
That's right.
Or Iowa.
Arkansas.
I don't know where that came from. It's 11 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. Told you it was bigger than this room. Yeah, took the kids up there on our way to Des Moines.
How do you get up there?
a ladder.
Oh. Huh. Duh.
So,
or you just throw the kids up if they're small enough.
Hang on, Jimmy.
The Amanas are where it's like eastern Iowa, because it's kind of was on the way when I was going to the University of Iowa in Iowa City, which is where I graduated from. So
9135. You're such a dork.
Go Hawkeyes.
913-586-7798.
Sports ball.
Miami was the rudest. Philadelphia, second rudest. Omaha, politest. Kansas City, second politest. But yet, people on the text line are saying, that's garbage. That poll is a lie. Come on. Jacob in Platte City. Jacob, hello.
Hi, Jacob.
Jacob, hello.
Bueller.
I think he just accidentally said a cuss word, not even knowing that he was on the air.
I saw you dump him.
I did. I dumped. So, yeah, now we got to wait a minute. Sorry, Tiffany.
Did you eat up the entire 8 seconds?
Well, we went a good portion after the accidental cuss word that you didn't react to.
Oh, Jacob.
I didn't hear a cuss word.
I heard a what the.
What the. Okay, let's talk to Tiffany. Why?
We have no delay.
Oh.
It's climbing. It's climbing. It's climbing. It is climbing.
Wait for it.
Okay.
All right, Tiffany, be good.
Hi, Tiffany. No swearing.
Tiffany, hello.
Hey, so, hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
We got you.
Hi, hello? Tiffany.
Hello.
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 Are you there?
Yes.
Yes.
Bueller. Hey, okay, so one thing that's great about Kansas City is that we dress like we're tourists in our own town. Everything we wear says Kansas City something, Kansas City this. So that's awesome about us.
I'll give you that, but you know, Tiffany, I don't know how old you are.
Well, Michael knows.
Okay, you're friends, obviously. It wasn't always that way.
Oh, no, that's actually true. I mean, I think just recently that I've kind of switched my wardrobe to everything Kansas City. Before, I don't think we could buy something that said Kansas City on it.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Hustle played a big role in that.
Yep.
With the KC t-shirts that everybody wears.
You really are Miss KC. Yep. You have all of the KC apparel, so.
I have all of the KC
apparel.
There's
no doubt that you are not from the Kansas City.
Yes, go Royals.
Go Royals. Go Sporting.
Go Chiefs.
Jacob in Platte City, what did you say before that you shouldn't have said? Don't say it again.
I don't know. I was having phone issues. Maybe I was yelling at it.
Well, you said what the blank.
Huh.
And it went over the air.
That's very possible.
Okay. Go ahead, friend.
Before I defend my inflammatory text about Johnson County, you leave Safety Dance alone.
Okay.
Safety Dance is an awesome song.
All right, to each their own.
Jacob, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because if your friends
don't dance, and
if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
That's right.
Go ahead, Jacob.
When I first moved here, I was explicitly warned, be careful when you go to Johnson County. It's a whole nother world down there. Those people drive horribly. And they were right. They're not exactly friendly down there.
You have not found friendly people in Johnson County?
Not many. I try not to spend much time there, but I kind of like it up here better. But like even on times that I've gone back to the East Coast, and there's been BMWs weaving through traffic, and I'll look over at the license plate and you kind of figure out what that license plate had on it.
No, because I don't get out east very often.
And I look over and say, yeah, of course it had a Johnson County tag.
You see Johnson County tags on the East Coast?
No matter where they go, they all drive the same.
Okay. Johnson Countyans fly.
Everywhere they go, there they are.
913-586-7798, 913-586-7798. Michael Mackey, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott.
Shalom.
Here on KMBZ.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. If you are tired of dark evenings in Kansas City, there is bad news. Obviously, fall starts in 4 days. Great. Even before daylight saving time ends, Kansas City area residents will spend more of their waking hours in the dark. For the next 3 months, the sun will rise later, set earlier. Daylight saving time ends on Sunday, November 3rd. Fall back.
Spring forward.
Yes. 19 states, though, have passed bills opting to adopt daylight saving time as the permanent standard time.
I think we all need to do it.
Why don't we?
Because it's something that they would have to agree on in Congress.
Oh, and we don't do that.
Nah, it's easier to not agree. I mean, if we just argue about it, it fills the time.
Agreeing is overrated.
Right. Got to do something to get paid.
That would be weird if Kansas did daylight saving, but Missouri didn't. You'd be like, what's happening?
Well, I think Indiana, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't do it.
Well, a portion of Indiana does not.
And a portion of Arizona or all of Arizona?
I believe all of Arizona does not.
Does not fall
back. Well,
how
does that even work?
So there is a sliver of Indiana where you can, it's a 5 minute commute to your work, right? And in one portion of that state, it's an hour ahead of the other portion.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
So yeah, it would be weird in Kansas City if Kansas were like, yeah, well, it's going to be 7 p.m. here. And Missouri's like, nah, we feel 8. 8 feels good.
The longest... Or the darkest day of the year, of course, will be December 21st, the winter solstice. The sun will rise at 7:34 and set at 4:59.
Guys, I'm so ready for the fall. I hate leaving work in the dark, but it is a sacrifice I will make for the fall.
No, fall is my favorite time of year.
Same.
Especially because of the weather and the sports. All the sports are on. Baseball, football, college football, soccer.
Now, pumpkin spice can die a slow, horrifying death as far as I'm concerned. But everything else fall is amazing.
Agreed.
That is hilarious. Remember today I was like, hey, do you want a coffee? And you were like, yes, I want a dirty chai. And I said, okay, how about a dirty pumpkin chai? And you were like, ugh.
I said that would be the last thing I would want. And thank you for not bringing it.
I would have gotten a dirty pumpkin chai, but anything for you, Samuel L. Stevie the Third.
I've never had anything pumpkin flavored. And I like pumpkin pie.
Fun fact, there's a reason it's called pumpkin spice. It's because there's actually no pumpkin in it. It's the spice that you put on pumpkin to give it flavor, because pumpkin doesn't really have flavor.
That don't make no sense.
I know.
It drives me crazy. Well, I shouldn't say it drives me crazy. That's not fair. I find it to be so infuriatingly trendy. When this time of year, like Starbucks does their pumpkin spice chai or whatever, and all these coffee shops do it, and then everybody's running around with their pumpkin spice this or that. Ugh.
It's nutmeg, cinnamon, and something else.
Ooh, they have a salted caramel that's pretty good. Salted caramel.
Caramel apple is way better than pumpkin spice.
From the text line, Sam, I totally agree with you that pumpkin spice season has definitely got to go. The text line has spoken, and they agree with you.
Studies are showing that it's dying in popularity.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I hope it's a painful death.
Get off my lawn.
Quick but painful.
Set it on fire and watch it burn, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I am basic. I love all my pumpkin spice everything.
That's not basic.
No, that is the definition of basic.
Basic would be like a black coffee. That's basic.
Look at him taking the legitimate definition of the word basic. It's the new age definition of basic. It's like yoga pants and Uggs and a pumpkin spice latte.
Somebody says, Scott, do you hate peppermint at Christmas? Yes. And it's not because it's trendy. I don't like candy.
When did that become a thing? Why did peppermint become the flavor of Christmas? Because it's warm?
Peppermint.
I don't know.
It is warming.
Americans looking to renew their passports will be able to do so online starting today, as the beta phase of the program that has been running for 2 months will now be open nationally. The U.S. State Department said it has increased hiring, brought on experts, and improved its website in an effort to meet the growing demand for consular services, including processing passport renewals and issuing travel visas. About 200,000 people participated in the beta program, and the State Department estimated that nearly 50% of renewals will be done online in the near future. Get off my lawn. I'm still doing the mail.
Well, the funny part is that it's still going to take the same amount of time. So really all you're saving is the 10-minute trip to the post office that you would otherwise have to do.
You guys, you know what I got last week? What? I got global entry.
Heyo.
Do you have to pay for that?
Yeah.
How much is it?
I think it was like $100. But
now that's the fast track at the airport, right?
Right, but TSA Pre is included. So why would you pay for TSA Pre when you could do global entry?
What's the difference?
Well, global entry works for international flights. TSA Pre-check only works for domestic flights.
Huh.
So if I'm flying back from wherever I'm flying back from, and I want to skirt when I'm flying back into the
security
States,
line.
And I want to skirt customs, I just flash my global entry card and my dazzling smile, and I'm through.
You don't have to go through customs?
No, you do, but I mean,
because every drug deal in the world would be getting the global.
Right, but there's
you get a colonoscopy level background check.
And I did.
You know whose customs has gotten much tougher in recent years is Mexico.
Really?
Yes, I went. Earlier this year. And 2 years ago when I was down there, and I'm going again in about a week, they no longer have the, at least in Cancun they don't. I don't know what it's like in the rest of the country. I only go to Cancun. But when you get to the airport in Cancun, they used to put it through, you know, you'd get in line with everybody else, and you would put your luggage on an X-ray machine. Uh-huh. And you know, and then every once in a while they would randomly pick somebody out. And you would have to come over here, and they would open up your suitcases and go through your stuff. And by the way, if you're wondering if they fold your clothes back up for you, they do not.
But now they
don't have the X-ray machines anymore at customs. Everyone gets their stuff rifled through.
Good.
Here's the other thing too. This, and we can talk about this at the top of the hour or whatever. But people are getting busted because now Mexico has this strange rule that they only implement occasionally where you can't have two laptops or a laptop and a smart pad.
That is correct.
Yeah. You can only have one like large, you can have your phone and
violating
an
your
iPad.
Duty-free restrictions.
Or you can have your phone and a laptop, but you can't have both. You can't have a laptop and a smart pad or you'll get
They decided
fine.
That if you have more than one large electronic, you are somehow violating their newly, I don't know if it's newly implemented or to Michael's point, if they just decided to start implementing it, you can only have one large electronic device.
A travel agent from, I think, Wisconsin got fined like $800.
Oh, something else had changed. We'll get to break here because we have some special guests coming up in just a moment. And our guests made me think of it because they're from Oxford House. We're going to be talking about them to them about a program that Michael and I are going to be appearing at next month. This didn't concern me on my most recent trip to Mexico, but in the past it would have. It used to be that the resorts could start selling alcohol at 9 o'clock in the morning. And of course, you know, people like me back in the day and the others like me would be right there at the bar at 9 o'clock in the morning getting our first cerveza of the day. Right?
Cerveza.
They've moved it to 11 and there are signs everywhere at the resorts that say, according to Mexican law, alcohol cannot be served at a resort until 11 a.m.
Huh.
And all I could think is somebody somewhere was way overserved, went into the ocean, and didn't come back.
Oh, good point.
Now, I don't know how starting at 11 makes people any more sober.
Well, it's 2 hours of self-restraint, apparently. But
can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
That's exactly
Couldn't you
right.
also just go to the liquor store the night before if you're really that dedicated to your addiction?
Yeah, they don't have liquor stores there, but they have like Exxon or something, you know, which sells liquor and beer.
What is one to do without their mimosa and or Bloody Mary at 9 a.m.?
You can't get a mimosa at the breakfast anymore.
Well, if I were still drinking, I would not be going to Mexico.
Michael Mackey, we'll get with the folks from the Oxford House.
Hola.
Great event coming up next month out at Starlight. Sam Stevie III, my name is Scott, here on KMBZ. What up, y'all?
What up, y'all? Welcome back, kids and campers. Okay, so, Scott, you and I have been over the last few years, we have been very outspoken about our sober journeys on the air. We just don't hold back when it comes to how we were both, well, basically...
raging alcoholics.
Rats. I wasn't going to say it, but you said it, but it's true.
Some of us even go to rehab for it.
They tried to make you go to rehab. You said, okay. So... there is an event coming up on October 24th, and it's at Starlight Theater. The name of the organization is called In the Name of Grace, and they help people on their sober journey. And it was funny because about 6 months ago, they were sort of putting together their upcoming breakfast wing ding, and they were looking for people who were available to talk about being sober and what that means to them. And they handpicked you and I.
They handpicked you and then I came along.
They really handpicked both of us because they wanted us to talk about what it's like on the other side and then on the sober side. So we want to welcome to the show Anissa and Rob Elsie, who are here to talk about In the Name of Grace and about the event that Scott, you and I will be speaking at, along with your good friend
Joel Goldberg.
Yes.
He's not going to tell about his journey because he hasn't had one. He's the MC.
I want to be clear. He's the MC. So I guess the first question out of the gate is, Anissa, how did In the Name of Grace kind of come together? How did it get started?
Well, thank you. First of all, thanks for having us on the show.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah.
So it was 2015 or 16 when we first had the idea. Actually, I'm going to let Rob take this one because it's kind of his baby.
No worries.
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks again, guys. So, yeah, it was probably October of 2015, and we have an adult daughter. She's 31 now, and she's been in and out of her disease of substance use disorder, addiction, off and on since probably 2010. And she was in a really good place in 2015, and she was living in an Oxford House up in Nebraska. And we didn't know a lot about Oxford House, but we knew it really helped her a lot. And we also knew there were none in Kansas City, Missouri, or just a handful, and they were in really bad areas. So we just kind of asked the question, what's going on and what could we do to get more Oxford Houses in Kansas City? And that question is kind of where it all started.
For those who don't know, what is an Oxford House?
Yeah, what is Oxford House?
Sure. So Oxford Houses are self-governed, self-ran houses. They're in residential neighborhoods. You wouldn't be able to pick one out from all the houses on the block, and it's a group of men or women, or women with their children or men with children, living together, paying their own way as they're typically just starting their sober journey. Maybe they're right out of treatment, out of rehab, or maybe outpatient, or maybe even incarceration.
And there are rules. You have to be sober to stay in an Oxford house. You cannot go back out, as they call it.
Yeah, that is correct.
If you're interested in going into this type of sober living environment, you interview. So you call to get an interview, and there's several houses that are available. And at the interview, you may be one of 3-4 people that are there to interview the same evening. And you have to be sober, and they'll drug test you there. You have to be what they would consider ready or desperate enough. Desperation is a gift in this case, because if you're not, then you're not really there for the right reasons. And so then you go through the interview process, and from there there's a vote, and based on the vote, you will be accepted or not.
And once you're in Oxford House, how long are you allowed to stay?
As long as you want.
Yeah, that's the real beautiful thing.
Yeah. You come for yourself and you stay for others.
Yeah.
Do you ever get blowback from the neighbors, the neighborhoods, that they don't want an Oxford House in their
neighborhood? That's a good question, Scott. Yeah. Yes and no. So, be very honest, when they open a new Oxford House, they kind of try to fly in kind of under the radar and not make it real obvious what's going to happen, because it you don't really know what you don't know. And so you got a bunch of women or men moving in, you know, as far as in your mind, you're thinking, well, these are felons and things. And so but once they get in, it's usually any of those worries go away very quickly, because they're the best neighbors you can have. They don't drink, they don't drug, they can't have parties, and they have a 9 o'clock curfew.
And they keep their lawn mowed.
They have to keep the house. They have to have.
Well, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. There is an incredible stereotype,
yes,
or stigma about the alcoholic. I mean, the two people talking to you, I think Michael Mackey and I would make wonderful neighbors in any neighborhood if we lived in an Oxford house. The person who is the recovering alcoholic is the grandmother walking next to you in the grocery store.
Yep.
The stigma, the stereotype is that it's some guy under a bridge who's moving into a nice house in Overland Park.
Yep.
Yeah, that is not the typical alcoholic. It's a very young, strapping man from Iowa this moron Michael. Over here.
So stupid. You're right. It does. This disease does not discriminate. It does not know race, gender, religion. It does not care. If it's got you, it's got you. You guys know that. And so it's
some of our best friends are in recovery.
Some of my closest friends are in long-term recovery.
Yeah. But I know a lot of times the veterans at Oxford House, they really help the newbies. And so it's like this kind of kumbaya thing.
100%.
So give out the website where people can get some more information, because we got to get to the news here at the top of the hour.
Yes. It's inthenameofgrace.org. And if you go there, you will immediately see information about our event on October 24th at Starlight Theater, where you can see Scott and Michael and Joel. And we have a great lineup. It's going to be an amazing event. We still have tickets available, whether single tickets or if you'd like to be a sponsor, it would be incredible to get more.
Again, give the address one more time.
Inthenameofgrace.org.
Yep, inthenameofgrace.org. The event is October 24th, 7:30 a.m., at Starlight.
Anissa, Rob, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having
us.
See you in October. News with Dan coming up in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.